What's up, guys? Welcome back to episode 25, our Richard Sherman episode. Today we're talking all things football between the college football playoff semifinal games and then the NFL wildcard games coming up this weekend. Let's rock and roll.
What's up, guys? It's our Richard Sherman episode. Him and the 49ers looking to make a playoff push. Speaking of playoff push, the college football finals.
Yeah, we had both semifinal games last weekend, starting off with LSU-Oklahoma and then finishing off with the nightcap. A little bit more of a competitive game, Ohio State and Clemson. Started off with Joe Burrow and the Tigers first.
Joe Burrow has staked his claim as one of the best college football seasons and players of all time.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to argue that he's one of the best players of all time because he's only had one really good year, but this season by far is up there as one of the best seasons of all time.
Yeah, I underestimated Joe. I thought he'd choke with all the hype around him. Nothing against him. I thought it was too good to be true. He proved me wrong.
Well, you picked Oklahoma, is that correct?
I did pick Oklahoma. I thought Jalen would be better.
Seven first half touchdowns.
He threw 200 yards and an interception, so I thought Jalen would be better.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
I mean, he ran for two, but obviously garbage time touchdowns there. I mean, I don't think anyone... LSU was heavily favored, but I don't think anyone predicted it was going to be this bad.
I mean, I saw some people that definitely said LSU by 30. I think it was more of just how they did it. Like,
but seven first...
The fact it was Joe, and it was Joe over and over and over, and he just... It was Burrow the whole time, and that's what made it really special, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he got in the game and just immediately started throwing touchdowns. I mean, didn't stop till halftime when they eventually just... They had to slow down the offense and just run the ball, but...
I mean, that he solidified his place as the number one draft pick, in my opinion, with that game. I mean, there's no way if Cincinnati does get that first pick that they don't take him.
No, I'd agree.
In my opinion. I think it's a lock now.
Yeah, I think they're moving on from Dalton, and I think he's accepted that fact that Joe's just going to take over.
Well, especially with Joe being from Ohio, kind of.
It's a perfect symmetry right there. LSU looked like it's their year. Still undefeated, dominating performances.
Yeah, I mean, the defense still looks pretty solid. Obviously, the second half, you can argue that there wasn't much to play for.
Exactly,
for them,
the whole game was done.
I think this solidified a good case that LSU has better wide receivers, or almost as good as Bama, as Justin Jefferson had 14 catches for 220 yards and 4 touchdowns.
And all 4 of those touchdowns were in the first half.
So, I mean, nothing against Jerry Jeudy and Devonta Smith, but I think LSU's got the best wide receivers in the entire college football.
I mean, LSU has a running back who rushed for 1,000 yards, 2 receivers who had 1,000 yards, and then a quarterback who threw for 5,000, and that's never been done before. So, I mean, there's just so much to prove that this is, like, one of the best offenses this season of all time.
If Bengals were smart, they would draft Joe, obviously, and then in later picks try to get one of these LSU wide receivers so they can have that chemistry.
They need to draft Ed Orgeron somehow,
yeah,
because he's
they
really holding this
too
together. I mean, Ed's got the Tigers ready to go.
Speaking of the Tigers, do we want to get into the Clemson-Ohio State game?
I think it's about time.
Yeah, that was a good game.
I mean, there's not much to talk about between LSU-Oklahoma, but much more competitive between the Buckeyes and the Clemson Tigers.
I mean, if you forget the results, if you forget, like, what happened, like, that was a really good football game all around.
I think the worst part about it was Ohio State lost on a miscommunication. Like, they were going to score.
And he was... Gonna be one if Fields had read the cutback to the corner of the end zone, he was gonna be open, and it would have been a good solid 50-50 jump ball if he was in the middle and didn't go back the other way. I think first thing we should talk about, most Ohio State fans still complaining about the bad call there on the catch that was ruled a fumble but then ruled incomplete.
I mean, he definitely took multiple steps.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say it would have changed. Ohio State should have won, but I do think that was a fumble, and it should have been a touchdown for Ohio State. So,
yeah, I mean, even just the script of that game though was just with Ohio State jumping out to the big lead. It really did look like Clemson was dead in the water. I mean, Ohio State's offense was killing. Clemson was struggling to really get anything going, but I mean, obviously Trevor Lawrence, that dude does a lot of winning and not a lot of losing.
Yeah, you could hear a lot of pops on the TV of just Ohio State, how hard they hit the Clemson players. Like, this is murder. Like, they're going to win.
Yeah.
And then Clemson just came out after halftime and just ignited the fire.
Yeah, I mean, Lawrence usually known for his passing, but he ran the ball really well, including the
one. He had, like, over 100 yards, right?
Yeah, 16 carries for 100 yards and a touchdown. Obviously, he had the one long 70-yarder, so that takes a chunk out of it. But he proved he can do a little bit more than just throw the ball. Fields also looks solid. I mean, he threw 46 passes for 320. The two interceptions killed him, though.
You know, Trevor, he's only lost two games since his freshman year of high school.
It's crazy.
He lost his freshman year in the Final Four, and then his senior year in the Final Four. And that's the only times he's lost a football game since he was like 14.
That's a winner right there.
That's a winner.
One thing to mention I do think we should talk about. We talked a little bit about the draft with Joe Burrow. We saw the matchup between J.K. Dobbins and Travis Etienne, two running backs heading to the draft. Who do you think the better one is heading into it?
I like Etienne.
Okay.
I think he is. He's proven a little more over a longer period of time. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like he's the more consistent option. J.K. Dobbins has been better as of late, and I kind of hope he slips to the Falcons and they can take him. But I definitely would take Etienne, in my opinion, of those two.
I like J.K., I think, this one. I think he's more of, like, a power runner, a little more adapt to NFL, like, play style, because Travis is just a fast, quick, like, speedy guy. But in theory, when you get to the NFL, everyone's going to be able to hit you. Everyone can tackle, so you got to take some hits. I think J.K. is the better overall.
Yeah, I do. I just feel like Clemson doesn't give the ball to Etienne enough. I mean, he only had 10 carries in this playoff game.
Right.
So I think it's a thing where maybe I do think it's Etienne hasn't shown enough, and they haven't played as many people, so I'm sticking with Dobbins here. I agree with Mac. He's a little more physical, but
the Big Ten also is known for defense. And yeah. He's putting up 2,000 scrimmage yards against a Big Ten defense every year.
That's fair, that's fair. Did you see the dude Georgia signed, the tight end?
Yeah, Darnell Washington.
6'8", 250.
Wingspan 7'3".
He's literally LeBron.
Yeah, like they compared, do you see the comparison between him and LeBron? Like, everything's the same except he's got a bigger wingspan than LeBron.
I know, like this is LeBron. We finally get that question of, this is what would LeBron be like if he played football? Like, this is probably, this is about what we
get. It's going to be about as close as you can get.
Yeah, unless we get LeBron actually somehow suiting up for the Browns, which would be so awesome. What do you think about Jason Garrett getting fired?
I know the Cowboys fans are happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone expected it, that it was coming, but
I mean, he's a winning coach. I don't think he was a fit for the Cowboys. So I think he'll definitely get signed by someone. I think his time in Dallas is done and they all hate him.
Only reason I bring Garrett up right now is because I think it would be so funny if he ends up like with the Browns. Like, that would just be like complete symmetry. I don't know. I think the Browns deserve some success.
They're looking at Urban Meyer right now.
Seriously?
Like, seriously considering Urban Meyer.
Yeah, I don't know if
Jim Harbaugh would love that.
Yeah. I mean, I think Jim Harbaugh's time at Michigan's coming to an end soon.
You think? Too. He's getting paid so much.
Well, it's just he's done absolutely nothing.
Kind of like Malzahn at Auburn. I mean, I think I saw a tweet. It was like Saban intentionally loses one game every couple years to Malzahn just so Malzahn keeps his job at Auburn so like Alabama continues to just kill him.
Yeah, but Ohio State's not done any of that with Michigan. I mean, they just roll over them every year. Michigan lost to Bama in the
in that bowl game?
Citrus Bowl.
Yeah.
And one thing I still do want to mention is the fact that Bama was ranked 13th. I really looked at it.
It's pathetic. It should have been like 6th.
It doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
Because when you look at it, their record, 11-2.
People were just excited to see them outside the top 10.
I mean, two solid losses to LSU and Auburn, which both were really close games. But then you're going to have a team at Georgia who, I'm not saying Georgia doesn't be a top 10 team, I think they should be, but to have Georgia at 5 with the same record and two way worse losses, getting killed by LSU and losing to South Carolina at home, doesn't make much sense.
No, the committee, I feel like this was just their one chance to get Alabama kind of off the grid, and they just took advantage of it completely.
And Saban's going to use it towards his advantage. Now he's got all these guys starting to come back. I think Tua's going to come back.
Oh, Alabama's winning the Natty next year.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, they're coming back loaded with some guys who are all projected first, second round picks who decide they want to come back.
When you're getting top 15 guys who are saying, hey, we're going to come back just because they lost, like, that's almost a win for Alabama because they're just going to be so loaded next year.
And I do think it speaks volumes about how Tua's been kind of a leader for them. I do think he's helping rally.
He's got to come back, yeah.
That's loyalty, too. Like, to have a team that's all loyalty, that they just come back to win, even if they're projected to make millions of dollars in the first round.
Well, that's the culture of Alabama, too. It's just because, like, you got to win at Bama. Like, they don't want their last win at Alabama to be in a Citrus Bowl game. Like, that doesn't mean anything. Tua's announcing he's coming back on the 6th, right?
Yeah.
That's, like, his day. I don't know why he had to make it a date. He could have just...
No, I mean, I think he's coming back at this point. One, I do too. I think he's got to prove he can play without getting injured for a year.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's got to prove that he's going to be able to come back from this injury, too. So.
Right.
And another thing, he won't be back till I think it's like April or May. So he won't even have time to really do anything.
Prepare for the combine. And
I don't even know if he will be able to play in the combine or participate in it.
Yeah. So Alabama is going to be something serious next year. They're definitely going to be like the early favorites to win it.
I do think another thing I saw yesterday was, I don't know if you watched the Sugar Bowl, but do you see how empty the stadium was with Georgia fans just not filling it up?
They didn't go?
No, just there was no one there. Although, I thought it was interesting how people, Alabama fans still filled up the Citrus Bowl. You can argue that Orlando is a little bit better than New Orleans, but...
I mean, NOLA is still like a pretty attractive place to go.
I mean, especially for New Year's, too.
I know. Why would Georgia normally travels so well?
I mean, it was bad.
At the Georgia-Notre Dame game a couple years ago, that's the one I always think of about Georgia traveling. That whole stadium was red.
I know.
But, no, that's weird. I didn't see that. I really wanted Baylor to win that game. That was a little disappointing.
I had money on Baylor, and they lost. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think I talked about it. I mean, I did want Baylor to win, too, just because I hate Georgia. But I do think the talent of the SEC showed a lot in the bowl games. Where I think the SEC was 6-2.
Yeah, 7-2. I saw
7-2 pending the playoff game, or championship game if you want to count that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, LSU is going to bring that home for the SEC. I really feel it.
I do too. We'll have another episode next week heading into the championship game, just breaking that down a little bit. But I agree. I think LSU is going to take it.
I got Clemson.
Still sticking by your pick there.
Gotta be different, yeah.
Does the winner of this game get to call their Death Valley the real Death Valley?
I mean, I think...
LSU's the real Death Valley.
I agree with that. I was just going to say that. I mean, I think LSU's the real Death Valley.
Clemson has a much better claim to the Death Valley tradition if they win this game, though.
Yeah. But, I don't know.
Any Death Valley argument can be like, oh, we beat you in the Natty, though. We're the real Death Valley.
I mean, either way, both teams are going to claim that it doesn't matter, and this championship game has nothing to do with the tradition of being Death Valley, so...
I will say...
The Battle of Death Valley, though. Uh-huh. You could call it that.
Since 2016, every single team that wore white jerseys in the Natty Championship has won.
So who's wearing white?
Clemson is projected to wear white.
Oh, wait. Because... Yeah, no, but LSU always wears white, though, regardless. What would LSU wear? LSU's not going to wear purple.
Then maybe LSU's wearing white.
Yeah, I bet LSU wears white.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. That's a good point, because LSU will be the one seed. Mm-hmm. So, normally, they would wear the dark color.
Yeah.
But LSU's going to wear white, just because they wear white.
I hope LSU wears the purple, though. I love the purple.
No, but that would be so... They would jinx it so bad if they wore
another,
the purple.
They would lose if they don't wear white.
A team... Yeah. The one seed has never won the playoff, so LSU would be the first to do that. Also...
Oh, we've got conflicting theories here.
But a team that would also... A team that's beat Oklahoma in the first round has also never won the playoff. So,
and LSU did both of those things.
Yeah.
But they're going to be wearing white, though.
We don't know that yet.
But will they?
There's no way they don't wear white.
I agree with that, but I like the purple.
Well, I like the purple, too, but I just think there's no way that for the national championship they would jinx their uniforms like that. That would just be not a good idea whatsoever.
I doubt they do, but...
They both wear white. That was a joke.
What if they both wear purple? What if they, like, just miscommunicated and somehow it, like, never got out? Oh, that'd be so funny.
Well, what did that happen? I feel like that happened.
In the national championship game? There's no way that's happened.
No, I think it was in the, like, March Madness at one point. Like, teams miscommunicated and they wore the same ones out and they had to change. I mean, obviously not as big of a deal, but...
Clemson's probably going to wear their orange. LSU's going to wear white. LSU's going to win because they're wearing white.
Yeah, that's like that's just such a key. Ed Orgeron is so smart. I'm going to somehow I'm searching to give this credit to Ed O, and this is how I'm going to do it, because he has LSU wearing white all the time. Obviously, it's an age-old tradition, but like that was created just so they could win this national championship game. I feel it. LSU is going to take this one. But speaking of championship football though, are you ready for these NFL playoffs coming up?
I am. We've got the wild card games this weekend. This is one of the first playoffs in a while that I've been, like, actually excited for, just based off I think they're going to be really competitive games all throughout. Obviously, we can jump into the wild card and then go from there. But Bills Texans to kick us off.
Deshaun Watson versus Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
I like the Texans in that one.
See, I like the Bills. We talked about their D a lot this year. I still like Josh Allen a lot. I think he's played well.
How's the Bills? I mean, if the Bills have that good defense, like, seriously, though, that could really... I mean, Houston's offensive line is so bad.
Yeah. And it is in Houston, but I don't...
I like the Bills in this. I feel
on
like
the road?
The Texans haven't been performing at all. The Bills have beaten the Steelers lately. They lost by 5 to the Patriots and the Ravens. I like the Bills. I like Bills Mafia. I feel like they're gonna go nuts.
And then the Cowboys play the Seahawks too. That'll be Eagles. Or not the Cowboys, Eagles. The Eagles. Yeah. Who do you like in that one?
I like the Seahawks there. The only thing, the big if there is if Russ can start to turn around. He hasn't played well in the past 5 or 6 games. So it'll be interesting to see if he can turn that around. But I like the Seahawks. It is in Philadelphia, so.
I like the Seahawks. I don't like the Eagles' offense.
Both taking the road game both times? No faith in the home field advantage?
No.
I've got to take the Eagles at home. I know they're not like as... Like the NFC East has obviously been weak and stuff. But I just feel like at home, that makes a huge difference in the playoffs. And I can see the Eagles getting a dub.
I just don't like the Eagles' defense at all. I think Russ should tear it up. But
speaking of home field advantage, in the Titans-Patriots game, it's going to be 3 inches of snow. It's going to be a Winter Bowl. So Derrick Henry's gonna have to run through some snow.
See, I
there's
will take,
no way the Patriots lose this
yeah,
game.
Yeah, see, I will take the home field advantage there, and Foxborough is a place where I actually do think home field advantage really does matter. I think there's few places in the NFL where it truly, truly does matter.
Like Seattle,
it matters.
Like Seattle, it does. I think Foxborough, it does.
Atlanta, it does because we just pump in alternate noise.
Uh huh. Trying to think, what are some other places that where I think it? I do think Oakland affects a lot the black
Kansas
hole.
City.
Kansas City is
Denver,
good.
The altitude.
Maybe a little
no,
bit.
No, Denver, it definitely, it matters. Not from the crowd, but just like getting used to that.
Lambeau.
It matters.
Lambeau does, Soldier does.
There's more, there's a lot. There's a handful. I mean, that's like.
The Bills, it does.
Yeah, at least half the league has a good home field advantage. Yeah.
But like, I don't know, I think about places like being a Jets fan, like the Jets and the Giants sharing a stadium.
That doesn't have it.
It doesn't have it. Like, I don't think the Jaguars don't, but no. It also speaks a little bit with how the team's been performing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to take the Patriots too. As much as I would love to see the Titans win, take the Patriots out. I think it's hard to argue against Belichick at home in a wild card game, which they haven't played. I don't know when the last time they played in a wild card game was.
Yeah, the fact that they didn't win the division is kind of gross. Like, just thinking about
they
that.
They did win the division.
Oh, crap.
You're...
Oh, yeah, they did. I'm getting my playoffs confused.
Yeah.
It's still just weird. Like, just them not having a bye.
Yeah, well, Chiefs and Ravens ahead of them. Obviously, their loss to Miami killed them there. But they're 5-point favorites heading into...
The Ravens, I'm excited for Lamar. Lamar carried me all year, and now I can finally sit back and watch him enjoy the fruits of his labor in the playoffs.
Mac, you've got a little funny story to talk about to Lamar and your brother. I think you should mention that real quick.
Okay, yeah. My brother was in, like, 2 big fantasy football leagues where it was, like, $400 a pot each league. And he had Lamar in each league, and he's, like, showing me his team every week. And it's god-awful. Like, his team is so bad. His starting tight end was, like, Tyler Higbee, and he kept that entire season. But Lamar was his QB for both, and he won both leagues. So he came up with, like, $800 in the end. So he actually traveled to Baltimore this last weekend to go watch them play their last home game, and he rooted on Lamar. And when he got there, he did not think that they clinched the one seed and that they would sit their star player and start RG3. So he was in for a disappointment there, and he actually didn't even go watch the game. He just stayed in the bar because... Who wants to go watch RG3? And they lost.
He bought tickets but didn't go?
Yeah.
Why would you not go?
It was also pouring rain.
Okay, then.
And,
how much did he spend on tickets? Probably not much.
Not much.
They were probably relatively cheap. Most people already knew that they weren't playing starters.
Yeah. I still feel like you go, though, if you get the tickets and go all the way to Baltimore.
I mean, he still hung out in, like, the bars around it, and you can still hear, like, just, like, SunTrust, so.
I've actually heard Baltimore, though. Around the stadium is very nice. My uncle went up there for the Patriots game, but...
Never been.
Can't say I have either.
It's a nice area. I mean, it's kind of similar to D.C.
Okay.
I mean, it's near D.C., so...
Yeah. One of the most our final matchup that we'll get into and one of the most intriguing matchups, Vikings-Saints, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's going to be... I've been playing with those teams a lot on Madden lately. I know those teams like the back of my hand. So, the Vikings are my new team in Madden, actually.
Okay.
Fun fact, just because Dalvin Cook, beast. Kirk Cousins can make the throws he needs to.
Captain Kirk.
Now, he's not exactly like a playoff mastermind, really.
Well, it will be interesting to see. I think he's 0-9 in Monday night game.
Yeah.
Just not good in prime time. So.
Yeah, he's not a big game player.
This is a Sunday o'clock, 1 o'clock game, so... It's not a primetime game.
But it's also
a
playoff game.
It is playoffs.
And he's matched up with Drew Brees. Like, this doesn't scream Kirk Cousins, really. But, I mean, Thielen, who else? Who's their other receiver? Diggs. Like, they've got good talent. I like their defense.
Their defense is very solid.
Like, the Vikings are just a well-rounded team, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean...
The Saints, though, Drew Brees, passing champ, Michael Thomas, Kamara.
Yeah, I'm going with the Vikings on this because of Kamara. I hate him now. I'm never drafting him again. He had one total touchdown like the entire year. And then when I finally lose in the playoffs, the past 2 weeks he's had four total touchdowns, all rushing. So that upsets me. I'm never drafting him again. He's the reason I don't like the Saints right now. So I hope the Vikings pull it out.
See, as much as I like the Saints, like just as a team, and Drew Brees obviously went to Purdue, it's a little biased.
You have to pull for Brees. How many really good football players come out of Purdue?
Yeah, I mean...
Rondell Moore.
I think I'll pull
for... It's going to be good.
And Ryan Kerrigan on the Redskins.
Ryan Kerrigan, going to be good.
Was good.
Did he retire already?
No.
Is he still there? He's still around?
We're going to, like, re-sign him or maybe trade him. I don't know.
Dude, who's your quarterback?
Dwayne Haskins.
Is he legit?
I'm still not sold on him.
Yeah.
He looked good towards him. We just don't have any wide receivers.
You need a QB.
Scary Terry.
We just drafted him.
You need a new one.
15. No, we need wide receivers. We need an O-line. You can't put a rookie quarterback with all rookie wide receivers and a no O-line. Like,
well,
you can't blame the guy.
I mean, you also
He played 1 year in college.
You also can't just draft a quarterback because you can't give up on him that quick.
I know.
One, it makes yourself, even if you are giving up on him already, you can't make yourself look that bad that you've just, you made such a bad pick.
Our top three wide receivers were all rookies this year.
Who were they?
Keelan Harmon, Steven Sims Jr., and Terry McLaurin.
Who?
Exactly.
The only one I know is Terry.
Yeah, I know. That's like
strictly
such a
fantasy.
Meme. Like, just a who?
Yeah, I know. It's pathetic.
That's bad.
It is
that's
bad.
Really bad. Who's your running back?
We like Geis, but he's struggling with injury.
Yeah.
Chris
yeah.
Thompson, AP. AP's gone.
Thompson's good, but he's got to have a runner with them. He's more of a passing
back.
Yeah,
he's a receiving back.
He's like a Tariq Cohen where he needs a runner to let him do his work as well. He can't handle it all himself.
But we're getting Chase Young. Or what's his name?
Yeah, from Ohio State.
Yeah.
Chase Young. You guys have the second overall pick?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like a guarantee that we're getting Chase Young.
So yeah, you will.
You can't pass.
No.
Oh,
like,
what would
not
suck is if Chase Young gets picked first, and then you're not going to take Joey.
But do you take Joe if he?
I would take Joe. Honestly.
Like, I think you have to.
No, I would take Jerry Jeudy. Actually, we need a wide receiver.
You could do that.
Oh, and then Joe would drop to 3, and there would be so many memes about the Bengals and the Redskins for passing up the greatest quarterback of all time in the draft.
The fact that like you're even considering like a chance that Chase Young goes over Joe just proves that the Redskins should take him no matter what. Like, he's one of the players where even if you don't necessarily, it's not your most important spot to get.
You have to take
him. You have to take him just because of how good he is.
It's. I still think if I was an NFL GM, you just gotta take the, and this goes for any draft, you gotta take the best player overall. Like, regardless of the fit, I get later in the rounds, you might like,
I see that.
I know you got to fill in the fit, but I would just... You got to take the best player you think there's there, and if there's a chance that somebody's special, like, you got to take advantage of that.
I kind of feel that because we want Chase, but, like, we don't need a defense right now. We need an offense, so, like, we could take an offensive tackle from Georgia who's going, like, 4, but I'd rather have Chase.
You got to take the best
player.
You need
the name.
Yeah. And you just need the guy who could be special. I think it's worth the risk.
I agree. I guess let's run through the wild card games one more time and just take our official picks. Start off with the 4:30 Saturday Bills Texans.
Texans.
Bills.
I'm going Bills as well.
Okay.
And then the nightcap there, Patriots, Titans, and the Snowball, as Mac mentioned. We all taking the Patriots.
Titans.
Interesting.
It's gonna be a run game. Who's got the better run game?
Brady, when Brady wants to win, he wins. Yeah. Patriots.
I'm also, as much as I want the Titans to win, and I hope you're right. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the Patriots and their defense.
Dude, Ryan Tannehill's been going off lately.
He has. He's played well, but I just think their defense would be too much for him. And Belichick, he's gonna win. He always finds a way to win.
They win.
As we move on to the Sunday games, 1 o'clock Vikings Saints down in New Orleans.
Oh, it's in New Orleans too. The Saints have had some awful playoff luck. Vikings.
Okay.
Vikings.
I'm also going to take the Vikings there.
Really?
I'm a little surprised we all three went Vikings, but
no votes for the Saints in
New
Orleans.
The Saints to win, but I've got a feeling about the Vikings.
If the Saints win this game, they're going to go to the championship. That's what I'm saying right now.
Okay. Good.
That's my bold prediction.
That's fair. And then the 4 o'clock game, Seth mentioned, in Philadelphia, Seahawks-Eagles.
Yeah, give me the Eagles here.
Okay, I'm taking the Seahawks and Russ.
I'll take Seahawks.
Regardless, it should be a fun weekend of football. A lot of intriguing matchups, and especially as we get into the divisional round, it should get even better.
I'm glad I can finally enjoy some NFL football without being wrapped up in fantasy.
Mm-hmm, sure.
There's good and bad. Sometimes you need the fantasy, but sometimes it's just good to watch the games.
We'll have our fantasy episode coming up soon, so look out for that. That will break down his frustrating loss.
If you make me revisit it, I will. But the time will come. Episode, what was this? 24?
25.
Richard Sherman. The happy nickel, the quarter. Okay, goodbye.
Peace.
Deuces.